It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Hamilton Fieldhouse on the Central Oklahoma campus in Edmond, Oklahoma. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. In the mids matchup, Northwest comes in 11-4. They're 4-2 in MIAA play. Central Oklahoma 6-9 and 4-3 in the MIAA. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, this Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team looking for a needed win this afternoon after dropping a couple in a row.
Yeah, and a couple of frustrating ones. The first one last Saturday, obviously, because it was Missouri Western, and then on Wednesday night for a pair of reasons. One, because it was at home, and the second one, because it was against a team that's just flat out not very good in Lincoln University, and the Cats just played a bad game to end up with that loss. So they want to bounce back from that, try to put those two out of their minds and not let this one get out of hand.
Well, our chance is pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest and Central Oklahoma going through their pregame warm-up. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma with Matt Quarter. I'm John Coffey, Northwest and Central Oklahoma, getting ready to tip off here in just a little bit in the second game of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. And Matt, as you look at Northwest right now, we've talked a lot in the last couple ball games about the Bearcat struggles against zone defense. I think another thing that's a little bit concerning coming into this one, Northwest has given up 71 points against Missouri Western and then 70 on Wednesday night with Lincoln, the two highest point totals they've given up all season long. So they're struggling offensively against the zone, but also giving up quite a few points.
Yeah, there's one thing that can kind of happen, especially for a team that really starts their whole game planning around playing good defense. But, you know, when you're struggling a little bit offensively, even when you do a good job on defense, it wears on you that you're just not doing well. And so it kind of takes your mind against a little bit away from what you're doing on the defensive end. And the coaches have said they're just not playing with the energy level last week that they have played with in this season. So hopefully that's something that we'll see them turn around today.
Northwest still a number one team in the MIAA as far as scoring defense, still giving up just over 60 points per game. Again, that's first in the conference. They'll face a Broncos team that's really struggled defensively. They give up over almost 81 points per game.
Yeah, and you really, it's hard to have success when you give up that many points on a consistent basis. So we'll see how Northwest is able to take advantage of that today.
Northwest and Central Oklahoma, we're back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats. That's Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1971 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Jennifer Dawson Nicholson, made history during her time on the Maryville campus.
I was going to get become a business teacher. My grandfather was on the Board of Regents and had owned the bank in Grant City, Missouri, 30 miles from there. And so I was kind of brought up in the banking business. But as I got into, the curriculum there, I decided to get a finance degree and ended up being the first woman to graduate with a finance degree there. I was an Alpha Sigma Alpha and just had 4 great years at Northwest.
Nicholson, who now resides in Kansas City, is a Worth County native and says one class in particular made a difference for her.
I took a corporate finance course and I just loved it. I thought it was incredible. And I happened to sit down next to another student who happened to be a guy, and he said, you know, I don't know why you're taking this course. Women don't take these courses. So, of course, that just piqued my interest, and from there I loved everything about the curriculum that was the finance degree.
Nicholson also says she still appreciates her entire experience as a Northwest student.
It just was a wonderful mix of having campus life, but also being able to be part, of a small community where you've got a sense of community there. And I think that still is the case. I think that's so important for people that go there.
Nicholson is president of Nicholson Capital Management in Kansas City, and this fall was named to the Northwest Foundation Board of Directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, before this afternoon's game with Central Oklahoma. Ben, as you get ready for today's ball game, coming off a couple of tough losses in the past week, and I guess the main thing is just trying to attack the zone a little bit better this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought we attacked it great last game, actually. We got the shots that we wanted looking back on tape. A lot of it was inside out. Just couldn't knock them down. And then once you do that, you lose a little bit of your energy. And you don't play defense. So, our objective is to be us today, play defense hard, rebound. Shots will fall eventually, but, not stress about it.
How much of it right now is just a confidence factor for some of the guys?
That's all it is. It's 100% that. Guys just got to see it go down a couple times and to have some confidence in the zone offense. And, we work so much on our man offense and we're so structured with it. That when somebody throws a wrinkle, it takes us a while to adjust. But we're doing it, and hopefully we'll do it tonight.
Now you're facing a Central Oklahoma team for the first time in MIAA play through the years. Some nice matchups either in postseason play or maybe in a non-conference portion of the schedule. So you've seen this team a few times, but just first time as a conference opponent.
Yeah, and I've never – I think I played against them once when I was at Emporia State, but they play hard. They get out and pressure you a little bit. This year they play a little bit smaller, go figure. They pound you inside. They're a good team. They're a good team.
Yeah, the record right now is hovering right around a 500 overall, but they've got some quality wins, including a win over Washburn.
Yeah, it was a huge win. They were up 20 at half, and I think Washburn cut it to 1 or 2 pretty quick, just kind of competed a little bit harder and hit some shots the second half. So, that's what we're going to have to do tonight. You got to hit some shots and then, just defensively, just compete. It's all I'm asking, just compete, play hard, play with passion, and the rest will take care of itself.
Do you like the way the team's rebounded as far as getting back after a couple of tough losses attitude-wise going into today?
Yeah, they rebounded against Western, though, too, in practice. It's about the carryover. It's about the positive attitude throughout a game, maintaining that energy against runs and things of that nature. That's what it's about. It's about somebody switches up to a 2-3 zone, you got to be mentally tough enough to be able to be you still. And that's what we're fighting, is the mental toughness side of it. And hopefully we're going to improve that tonight.
All right, well, Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, at Hamilton Fieldhouse on the Central Oklahoma campus, Northwest in Central Oklahoma. Let's check the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest, coming in 11-4 and 4-2 in the MIAA. In the guard spots, Alex Sullivan, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. He leads the MIAA in 3-pointers made this season. Also at a guard, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, handling the point duties, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's third in the MIAA in assists per game and also fifth in the conference in minutes played, averaging nearly 33 minutes per game. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 14 points and 5 boards a game, leading the team in rebounds. Also second in the MIAA in field goal percentage at nearly 62% this season. For Central Oklahoma, a little bit smaller lineup than what Northwest has seen. They'll face a team here with Josh Gibbs at a guard, a 6'5 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, a transfer from Sam Houston. Last week's MIAA Player of the Week, averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds a game, 7th in the MIAA in scoring. Also at a guard, Jamil Comier, he's averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game, a transfer from Southeastern Oklahoma State. Also at a forward spot, Christian Huffman, a 6'5 junior from Midwest City, Oklahoma, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds. June Carter averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. A 6'7 senior from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and a transfer to Central Oklahoma from Murray State. Fifth in the MIAA and blocked shots at just over one a game, averaging 1.3 blocks per game, but fifth in the MIAA and blocked shots this season. And also a 6'6 senior from Sepulpa, Oklahoma, Spencer Smith, a transfer from Northern Oklahoma out of Enid, averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. Central Oklahoma at 6-9 and 4-3 in the MIAA under head coach Terry Evans. His 11th season in charge of the Broncos. He was a 4-year starter for Billy Tubbs at Oklahoma and was director of basketball operations at one time from Oklahoma University as well. Again, Northwest and Central Oklahoma. Bearcats at 11-4 and 4-2. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Two Northwest Missouri State University indoor track and field athletes have provisionally qualified for the indoor national championships after competing in the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Invitational last weekend. Travis Manning posted a provisional qualifying mark in the 60-meter hurdles with a time of 8.20 seconds in the preliminary round, which is second best in the Northwest record books. Manning finished sixth in the finals. Hare in the pole vault provisionally qualified with a vault of 15 feet 11 and a quarter inches, finishing third in that event. Hare is attempting to qualify for the Nationals in the pole vault for the second straight season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Hamilton Fieldhouse in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest and Central Oklahoma. The first meeting between these two teams in MIAA play. They played a few times through the years. 5-2, Northwest has the lead in the all-time series. They met in a few non-conference matchups, but also in postseason play in South Central Region action. So these schools have been familiar with each other. It's been a while since they met on the basketball floor.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and as we mentioned during the women's game, it's chance for these teams to see each other as MIAA opponents, and something that will obviously now happen on a regular basis. So it'll be interesting to see how Central Oklahoma comes into the MIAA in basketball. Kind of feels a little bit like a down year in basketball in the conference, but still, for the most part, a pretty good basketball conference, and be interesting to see how the new teams fit in.
Northwest in the women's game got a win over Central Oklahoma, 65-55. A little bit of an upset this afternoon in the conference. It was Northeastern State with a win over Washburn on the women's side.
Yeah, and that was a close game throughout. There's been a lot of close games, it looks like, in the conference on the women's side today. So very interesting and always fun to see upsets, as long as it's not your team being upset.
That'll be nice to see if Northwest can do on the men's side, do what the women did and come away with the win and get a doubleheader sweep down here today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the big key is just how they come out and play defensively. If they've got the energy defensively, they'll probably have that same energy on the offensive end. And, of course, it's going to take both ends here today.
Northwest in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals in the white trim and the green shoes, all except Starzlow didn't get the memo as he's wearing his white home shoes for the game with his green uniform. And Northwest loses the tip. Central Oklahoma in their home whites with the dark blue and a gold trim. Out on the right side with the pass is Spencer Smith. Alley tried to go low with it in the blocks. Tipped away, trying to get it to Gibbs inside. Tipped away, and Northwest Missouri State will get it. A little bit of a change in the starting lineup as well. Tyler Funk getting a start in the game here today.
Josh Gibbs, the only player on their roster that is from somewhere other than Oklahoma, and he just happens to be from Kansas City, making his way here through Sam Houston State.
And full-court pressure out of Central Oklahoma. Northwest handling it. Bryson Williams in midcourt, in the front court with a pass for Tyler Funk, getting his first start this season. On the left side, it goes to D'Angelo Haley. Haley goes out top of the key. Funk on the right side. Williams goes low right side for Starzl. Starzl on the blocks on the right side, trying to post up inside with June Carter. Brings it on the right side and gets it to Williams. He'll bring it out front with 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles right side. Now Haley near the right sideline. Takes a three. Won't go. Slake with the board. One dribble on the left side. Tries to go up with it. And a held ball inside with June Carter. Northwest will hit the ball on the alternate possession. No score in this game. Just underway. So Northwest shaking up the starting lineup a bit for tonight's action. Inbound. Off the right baseline, tip goes out of bounds. Carter got a hand on it again, knocks it out of bounds. Northwest with Haley, Starzl, Slate, Williams, and Funk. Williams with an inbound all the way out front into the backcourt, chased down by Tyler Funk. The 6'3 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, into the front court, goes to Haley, out front for Williams. High post right for Starzl, quick touch pass right wing, goes to Haley, a three off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled away inside by Gibbs for Central Oklahoma. Across the timeline, Cormier looks on the right side, out to the top of the key, there's Carter, a jumper, rims out, rebound tipped by Starzl, wasn't a foul. They go crashing the board, and it looks like this one may go against Starzl inside. And instead, they're going to give this one on Tyler Funk. Funk will pick up his first foul. Inbound, Carter out high post. Will bring it cross court right. Now it looks low in the blocks. Four Gibbs spins and puts the shot up and in. Gibbs averaging 16 points per game. Their leading scorer knocks it down, and Northwest Missouri stay down 2-0. Funk into the front court, goes cross court left side Haley, out front Williams. Right side Funk on the wing. Carter goes cross court with the skip pass to Haley inside the arc. Baseline left takes the jumper from 15. Won't go. Rebound inside. Pulled away by Carter. And clears it away to Cormier. To the top of the key. Through the lane. To the bucket. A runner on the way. Rolls around and out. Rebound and the putback by Carter off the glass. No one slate clears the board for Northwest. Northwest from our right to our left in this first half. Bryson Williams with the dribble. We'll take it across the timeline. And Cormier looks on the right side. Funk. Low right for Starzl. Starzl over a double team, finds Williams, touch pass left side, Slake off the glass, won't go, gets his board, up with it again, and a foul as it rolls around and out. Slake will get to the free throw line as he is fouled inside by June Carter, picks up his first foul. So Slake going to the free throw line. Slake a 55% shooter this season, 12 of 22 as he steps up. And his free throw short. Neither of these teams particularly good free throw shooting teams this year. Northwest shooting 65% at the line. That's 13th in the conference. And for Central Oklahoma, they're setting 14th at 64%. Second free throw rims in. 2-1 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 17-55 left in the first half. Cormier across the timeline. Working a pick, dribbles right side, gets it out front for Spencer Smith. Takes a long jumper out front, rims around. Slake tips the ball away, chased down on the baseline by Funk for Northwest. And he'll bring it down the right sideline into the front court right. Pulls up. Out front finds Slake trailing on the play, left side for Williams. Williams left side for Haley. Haley out front, Funk. Lobs the pass back left side as Northwest trying to attack the zone. Right side for Williams, bounce pass low right for Starzl. Back to Williams on the right wing. Brings it out front. 2-3 zone. Out near the timeline. Williams goes with the dribble. Works a screen by Slate down the lane right side. A runner off the glass and good. Bryson Williams gets it to fall. And Northwest takes the lead 3-2. Cormier as he takes it across the timeline. Whistle and a wiping ball foul coming up. And this will go against the Broncos inside. And this will go on Josh Gibbs, who will pick up his first foul.
He was trying to keep Tyler Funk from coming around. Funk wanted to front him defensively, and by doing that, picks up his first foul.
Full court pressure, 2-2-1 pressure out of the Broncos. Northwest trying to break it. Haley into the front court right side with the dribble as Tristan Huffman picks him up. Looks on the left side. Williams left on the wing for Funk. Skip pass over the zone right side. Haley now to Williams at the top of the key. Free throw line Slake. Quick pass left corner. Goes to Funk. Drives. Now high post left Slake. Pass on the right side. Haley with the ball fake in the drive. Through the lane. A little runner with right hand. Rims around and in. D'Angelo Haley gives Northwest a 5-2 lead. 16:36 left in the first half. Left side Huffman, the 6'5 junior from Midwest City, Oklahoma. Spins past Haley to the free throw line. Through the lane. A runner on the way. Good. Huffman with his first bucket of the game. Northwest up by 1, 5-4. Williams a pass into the front court for Funk on the right sideline to the right wing. Skips the pass across court left. Haley into the left corner. The pass goes. Williams with it to the baseline. Drives and a whistle. And this one will go against Northwest. The charge coming up on Bryson Williams. Williams picks up his first foul.
Match up here.
Second team foul on Northwest. Both teams with two team fouls. Josh Davis coming into the game for Central Oklahoma. Also Seth Heckert in for the Broncos, a 6-foot freshman redshirt out of Woodward, Oklahoma. And across the timeline on the left side. With it out top. It goes for Huffman. Huffman on the left side with the pass for. They go left with it. Left on the wing for Gibbs. Out front right side is Huffman. Huffman crossover, dribble to the right baseline. Looks into the right corner. Finds Heckert. Heckert looks inside, loses the handle, and Starzl comes up with it. Cross the timeline on the right side. Funk. They go left side, Haley. Haley out to the top of the key. Funk looks right side on the wing. Where that is, Williams. Williams out front, top of the key. Funk picks up, goes right down the lane, lobs the pass, low on the blocks, left for Slake, and knocks it off the glass and in. 3 points for Slake. And Northwest Missouri State with a 7-4 lead. On the left side, setting up, taking a three and knocking it down. Josh Gibbs, his 26th three of the game. He's got 5 points now, and it ties the game up at 7. 14:55 left in the first half. Across the timeline, Bryson Williams. Dribbling left. Pulls up. Left wing finds Funk. Funk trying to get a pick by Slate. Dribbles top the key. Bounce pass. Inlay Starzl pulls up on the left. Spins and puts it up and in over Josh Gibbs. Dylan Starzl with his first bucket of the game. Northwest up by 2. 14:32 left in the first half.
Gibbs doesn't look overly interested in playing defense.
Hopefully Northwest can take advantage of that. Down the lane right. Huffman as he drives. Fouled and this one coming up against Northwest. Bryson Williams will pick up the foul. That'll be his second foul, breaking the action. 14:24 left in the first half. Northwest 9, Central Oklahoma 7. Back to Edmond, Oklahoma, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Hamilton Fieldhouse on the Central Oklahoma campus with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest holding on to a 9-7 lead over Central with 14:24 left in the first half.
Yeah, it's been a decent start by Northwest. The one thing that I'm noticing that I like on the offensive end, they're really focusing on getting the basketball inside. And defensively, it looks like they've started out anyway, playing with better energy. Now it's just a matter of doing it for the full 40 minutes.
End of the game for Northwest. Following the timeout, Grant Kozad to go into the ballgame in place of Koslake. Also, Alex Sullivan coming off the bench this afternoon and into the game. Huffman at the free throw line, knocks down the first free throw. He has 3 points on the afternoon. Huffman at the line, a 61% shooter, 17 of 28 coming into the game. Second free throw off the front of the rim. Kozad pulls down the rebound for Northwest. 9-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Also into the game, Matt Wallace across the timeline, dribbles right side on Huffman, pulls up, goes cross court left, finds Sullivan, quick pass baseline left for Kozad. Kozad in the blocks on the left side, out of a double team, kicks it back left for Funk. Back to Kozad, turns, faces the bucket. Trying to drive the baseline, spins into a double team, back left Funk. Funk, top of the key, pulls up. 10 on the shot clock, trying to go low for Starzl, took away inside by Davis, and picked up by Andrews for Central Oklahoma. Behind the back with the dribble, Huffman down the lane. This is the shot, rebound goes ahead for the Cats. Clears it on the right sideline for Wallace, will take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Left baseline pass Funk, now to Wallace, cross court right side pass Sullivan. Back to Wallace on the left side. High post left for Starzl. Double team. Lobs the pass left corner. Funk wants the three. Puts it up. Hits the back of the rim. Rebound free throw line by Starzl. Down the lane right. Drives. Blocked away. Picked up by Kozad. His shot from behind is blocked by Andrews. And it's picked up by Central Oklahoma. On the pass, Greg Hicker to the right wing. Goes to Andrews' right sideline. Out front for Huffman. Back out to set up the offense. Northwest up by one. Left side pass goes to Nick Combs. Combs looks right side. Huffman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Left side for Combs. Guarded by Wallace. Out front into a ball cap and a stolen away by Wallace. Wallace will take him to the front court right side. Pulls up the dribble. Long bounce pass right sideline for Sullivan. Drives to the right baseline underneath the bucket. Trying to go low for Starzl. Knocked out of bounds by Huffman. Hey, belong to Northwest.
Come on!
Camille Cormier back into the game for Central Oklahoma. Also Enrico Hogan. So Coach Terry Evans really going to his bench early in this game. Northwest up by 1-9-8. Into the front quarter, across the timeline left, Cormier. Looks left for Hogan. Now to the top of the key, Josh Davis. Big wide body bounce pass, trying to go on the baseline with a pass that's stolen away by Wallace. Stealing away in front of Hecker. Wallace into the front court left side. Cross court right side, Sullivan to the right baseline, Funk. Finds cutting the bucket on the left side. Starzl lays it up, and in will they count the bucket as the foul comes against Central Oklahoma. They'll count the bucket. Starzl knocks it down. He'll get a chance to go to the free throw line. Fouled that time as he goes to the line. Foul will go on Heckert. That will be his first. Third team foul on the Broncos. Both teams with three team fouls. Jacob Starzl into the game. 6'3 freshman redshirt out of Mustang, Oklahoma. Free throw rims in by Dylan Starzl. 5 points for Starzl early in the game. Northwest up by 4, 12-8. Hard court left side, Cormier will hand off out of Weed to Hicker. Takes it right side, hooks the pass out front for Starzl. Now back right side for Hicker. Hicker to the free throw line. Goes left for Cormier. And look inside, no one really moving for the Broncos offensively. Free throw line, Cormier, right side pass, Hecker with 15 on the shot clock. Hecker dribbles to the left baseline, out front left side for Davis. Going one-on-one with Kozad through the lane, the jump stop, ball knocked loose, picked up by Sullivan for Northwest. Fast break, one-on-two, down the lane to the bucket, scoop layup is good by Alex Sullivan. And we've got a timeout by Central Oklahoma. Head coach Terry Evans will keep it here with 11:54 left in the first half. Northwest out to a 14-8 lead.
Yep, and we're seeing that defensive energy now lead to some offense for Northwest, and that's exactly what they want to see. They want to play strong on defense. They've made plays out on the perimeter. They've seen some plays inside, whether it be steals or block shots, and it led, like, especially on that last play, to some easy offense at the other end, helping the Cats out to a neat early lead here.
And we're seeing both coaches go to the bench early in this game.
Yeah, and that's not a surprise. You know, both teams have enough talent and enough players that you want to get them out there and keep them from getting too fatigued. This game has been kind of an up-and-down game. They've really gone after it here early on, so you want to make sure that these guys have fresh legs late.
Both Northwest and Central Oklahoma coming off losses Wednesday night. For Northwest, again, that 70-65 loss to Lincoln, and then Central Oklahoma with a loss to Northeastern State. They're losing here in Edmond, 80-71. Central Oklahoma's got a little time off after this one. They won't play again until next Sunday. 14-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bounce pass low left. Hecker trying to post up. Goes into a double team over. Funk misses the shot. Kozak came over on the double team. And a foul coming up on Northwest. Kozad picks up the foul. That'll be his first. And this will get Josh Gibbs to the free throw line. Gibbs, a 59% shooter. 46 of 78 on the year at the line. Eyes the bucket, and his free throw rattles up. Haley in for Northwest. Punt goes to the sideline. June Carter back into the game. And Cal Andrews goes to the sideline. Second free throw by Gibbs is good. 14-9, Northwest in front, 2-2-1 full court pressure. The Northwest breaks into the front court. Right side is Haley. Now to Wallace, cross court, left side for Sullivan. Wallace, quick pass on the right wing, Haley. Trying to look high post, instead goes to Wallace out front. He'll take it, but gets called for a travel first. Trying to make a move through the lane. Right idea, just didn't get the ball down in time for the dribble, and the turnover gives it to Central Oklahoma. 14-9, Northwest in front of the Broncos, into the front court left side. With it is Carter. Looks left for Heckert. Heckert, as he tries to spin with the dribble, a foul away from the ball. Haley on the defense, and Lake will pick it up as Josh Gibbs falls to the floor. And D'Angelo will pick up his first foul. Five team fouls now on Northwest. Inbound on the baseline left, Christian Huffman triggers it in into the left corner. Gets it to Eckert. He'll dribble back out and goes cross court right side for Spencer Smith. Right wing pass for Carter. Lobs it out front. And Smith, a long three, rattles around, out, and the rebound inside Northwest. Slate clears it away. 14-9, Northwest up, 11 minutes left in the first half. Wallace in the front court left, out between the circles. Slate, right side for Haley. At the 2-3 zone, leaps up, goes with the pass to Wallace. High post left Slate now cutting the bucket inside. Kozad up with a shot, fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. This foul goes on June Carter. That is his second foul.
Nice little shot fake inside. Got two defenders in the air and earns Kozad a chance at the free throw line.
Kozad, a 63% shooter this year at the line. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. 6 points, three rebounds a game. And his first free throw rainbows in. 15-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Grant Kozad taking his time at the line. Eyes the bucket, and his second free throw rattles out. And the rebound pulled down by Carter for Central Oklahoma. And in the front court, Cormier looks on the left wing for Smith. Out front for June Carter. Looks on the right side and gives it to Cormier. Looks low right side. Finds Smith. It's a drive on Kozad. Jump stop. Up with it off the right side. Banks it. Misses it. Rebound tipped off the backboard. Finding on the baseline. Wallace saves it inbounds. Throws it all the way up front. Left picked up by Hecker for Central Oklahoma. On the left wing, Carter. Gives it to Hecker on the left side. Hecker dribbles out front. A switch off, and he has Kozad on him. And now ball trap, and on the right side, saved inbounds by Gibbs, goes low right side, gets the pass for Carter, who puts it up and in on the right side. Acacia's trying to save the ball inbounds, and it goes to Carter, has a nice look at the bucket on the right side. Northwest in front, 15-11. High post Lake trying to go low with it. Carter steps in front, knocks the pass away. And it is picked up by Cormier across the timeline right side. Goes to the right wing. Out front right into ball trap. Looks into the right corner. Carter with a jumper from the right corner. Too hard. Rebound at the free throw line. Haley comes down with it. Push from behind. This will go on Heckert of Central Oklahoma. His second, breaking the action. 9:37 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 15, Central Oklahoma 11. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a Major Gift Development Officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
Back at Hamilton Fieldhouse in Edmond, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma, 15-11, 9:37 left in the first half. In that quarter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, it's been a pretty hard pace in this first half here.
Yeah, these two teams really getting after it, not just getting up and down the floor at a quick pace, but even when they get into the half court, they're really getting after each other.
Well, I have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest will inbound and seeing Central Oklahoma switch into man-to-man, full court pressure and a trap in the backcourt. As inbound comes to Haley, he lobs it at midcourt, finds Tyler Funk, who checked in during the break. Also on the floor for the first time this afternoon, Lyle Harris, who came into the ballgame against Lincoln in the last 3 minutes of the game, ended up getting a double figures with 10 points and had a couple of steals in that game. Tries to go inside, pass tip loose, and it is controlled by Huffman. Huffman across the timeline, dribbles top of the key, looks left side. Drives on Harris to the baseline left, cut off. Puts the pass high post, right side for Spencer Smith into the lane. And he's covered from behind. Harris knocks it loose, picked up by Funk, who then gets called for the double dribble, and the ball will go right back to Central Oklahoma. Wow, Harris getting some minutes here in the first half after a pretty impressive game against Lincoln there in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, and you know, another thing with Harris, you mentioned the 10 points in just a short period of time, but just his hustle and his effort is what was so big. I mean, he put forth 10, 15 minutes worth of effort just in the 3 minutes he was on the floor.
Inbound goes all the way in the backcourt. Jamel Cormier will chase it down. He'll take it across midcourt, met by Harris. Right side pass finds Smith. Looks low right side. Into the lane, Carter kicks it back out. Front Gibbs with the jumper. Top of the key, three, knocked down. Gibbs with his second three of the game. And it's a 15-14 game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the one-point lead. Could use a bucket this trip down. Buck into the front court to the free throw line. Kicks it out front for Harris. Harris, 6'1", and a freshman out of Columbia, Missouri. Now Haley out front. Back to Harris on the right. Looks on the right sideline. Funk trying to look inside. Nothing there. Finds Slake into the lane. Kicks it left side. Haley sets up. Wants the three, and it's good. Nice to see D'Angelo get the three to go down. Struggle from the three-point line. On Wednesday night, finally got one to fall late in the ballgame. 18-14, Northwest Missouri State up. Huffman out front, looks right side, Carter. Trying to look in the lane, nothing there. Goes cross court, left Huffman. Left wing, Gibbs. Picked up by Starzl on the perimeter. Bounce pass, trying to find, cutting to the bucket. Huffman knocked that way, out of bounds. And off Huffman, or belong to Northwest?
Yeah, credit Tyler Funk for the defensive play there for the Cats.
How many times have we said that?
Yeah, this is no kidding.
Substitutions for Central Oklahoma. Back into the ballgame, Nick Combs, also Cal Andrews, and Josh Davis. This time back to the 2-2-1 zone press out of Central Oklahoma. Northwestern backcourt, Harris will race across the timeline off the left side, dribbles, and the charge coming in. Foul on Lyle Harris is first.
And that probably would have ended up a foul on Harris, but Gibbs started falling down before the contact was made, so I don't know how that worked.
Inbound into the backcourt, and with it will be Christian Huffman. He'll take it across the timeline, and met by Tyler Funk. Northwest up by four, left side pass Gibbs on the wing, guarded by Starzl. Brings it out front between the circles for Combs. Picked up by Harris. Left side for Andrews. Drives to the baseline. Left cut off by Haley. Shot clock at 14. And Andrews a fadeaway three from the left corner. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And in the lane, Harris comes away with the rebound. Outlet at midcourt to Haley. Haley in the front court to the right wing. Now to Harris. Bounce pass. High post. Starzl. Quick pass right side. Haley the three. Fadeaway. Got it. Well, two straight threes by D'Angelo Haley and Northwest Missouri State in front 21-14. Just over 7 minutes left in the first half. Huffman between the circles, left side Davis. Dribbles once, will give it to Huffman, backs out near the timeline, picked up by Funk. Dribbles right side, Out between the circles, a long three. Nothing but net for Josh Gibbs. He's not afraid to step out and knock down a three from long range. It's a 21-17 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:40 left in the half. Northwest women earlier today winners as they defeated Central Oklahoma 65-55. Men hoping to do the same. Puck looks right side. Haley on the right wing. Harris. Harris brings it out to the top of the key. Cross court left side finds Funk. Right now looking man-to-man out of Central Oklahoma. Out to the top of the key. Funk bounce pass. Low right for Slick. Low hook shot. Won't go. And the rebound. Gibbs inside for the Broncos. Outlet for Huffman into the front court to the right wing. Top of the key. Looks right side. Gibbs drives through a double team. Off the glass. Won't go. Gets his board inside. Knocked loose in the middle of it. And picked up by Northwest. Haley comes away with it. 21-17 Northwest. Just under 6 minutes left in the half. Lyle Harris to walk across the timeline. Pass on the left wing, finds Funk. Funk, one dribble, skips the pass right side for Harris. Drives, little runner on the right side, good. They gave him some room, and Lyle Harris took advantage of it, knocks it down. It's a 23-17 Northwest lead. Huffman across the timeline. Between the legs with the dribble, will go left side. Pulls off the left wing. Green shadow by Funk, sets up, wants the three, and it's too hard. Rims out right, Haley with the rebound for Northwest. Central Oklahoma not getting a lot of movement away from the ball on the left side front. Now to Harris. Out top of the key, Slake. Long pass left corner. Funk thought about the three. Goes low left for Starzl. Kicks it back left side. Funk out front finds Haley. 20 on the shot clock. Now to Funk, who will take it through the lane. A runner. It's on the way. Look, go. But draws the foul. We'll get to the free throw line. This will go on Josh Davis. Number one on Davis. Sixth team foul on the Broncos. Both teams right now with 16 fouls.
It's a tough bump there by Funk. Davis built more like a defensive end for Central Oklahoma.
6-5 both directions at him. At the line, Tyler Funk. First free throw good. First point of the game for Tyler. He's averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Connor Kirker into the game for Northwest. Also Matt Wallace to come in. And also Grant Kozad. Alex Sullivan will come in as in a moment as he'll come in for the shooter, Tyler Funk. Tyler's second free throw takes a high bounce off the rim and the rebound pulled down by Smith for Central Oklahoma. 24-17, Northwest in front. Out front left is Hackett. Bounce pass for Smith. Looks right side, Cormier. Between the circles. Davis trying to go inside. Knock loose. Picked up by Funk. Here comes Northwest on the fast break. Funk into the front court to the right wing. That's up. He's double teamed on the right sideline. And we'll have to call a timeout. 4:43 left in the half. Northwest 24. Central Oklahoma 17. And we're seeing a lot of players from Northwest come off the bench and contribute to today.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big key. We talked early on how we've seen a lot of players for both teams get out on the floor. And I just really think that Northwest's bench has been more effective than what we have seen from the bench from Central Oklahoma so far today. So that's got to continue. That's how you win on the road. And it's tough to win on the road in this conference. And this will be another tough game, you know. But if the bench keeps playing well for Northwest, it will make it a lot easier.
Northwest has outscored Central Oklahoma from the bench 5-0. But I think really the contributions even go further than just scoring.
Yeah, it's not just a points thing. It's an effort thing from the guys off the bench so far.
24-17, Northwest Missouri State in front, 4:43 left in the half. Alex Sullivan, Grant Kozad, Matt Wallace, Connor Kirker, and Dylan Starzl on the floor. And for Northwest, they'll inbound on the sideline off the right. Connor Kirker will inbound. And gets the inbound to Wallace. 2-3 zone out of Central Oklahoma. Wallace pulls up, looks right side Kirker, back to Wallace. Hills pulls up top the key. Right side Kirker, the left-handed three on the way. Rims out. Fight for the board. Pulled down by Starzl for the shot. Blocked away inside by Davis. Davis with his third block of the season. 24-17 Northwest. Across midcourt, left side Cormier down the lane. Bounce pass in the blocks right side. Gets it back to Davis. Misses the shot. Fight for the rebound. Kozak comes down with it and knocked to the floor.
A little frustration, I think, there on Davis, because that's the first time in a while I've seen an air ball on a layup.
You don't see that often, anyway.
No.
24-17. Northwest Missouri State up 7, rather 4-19. Left in the first half again. The Bearcats 24, Central Oklahoma 17. We'll be back right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, on the campus of Central Oklahoma, at Hamilton Fieldhouse, Northwest Missouri State 24, Central Oklahoma 17. One of the stats looks key right now, Northwest out rebounding Central Oklahoma 16-9. And Central Oklahoma, team that's really struggled on the boards as well as giving up a lot of points. That stat continuing on here, really both teams with Northwest rebounding being one of their strengths this season.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to effort. You just don't see the effort out of Central Oklahoma to try to crash the boards.
Cozette at the free throw line, fouled before the timeout, shooting a 1-1 opportunity. The front end is good. Grant now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 25-17 at Northwest Missouri State in front with 4:19 left in the first half. Second free throw. Good.
Hey, get through, Boston. Get through.
26-17 Northwest. Into the front court. Cormier looks left side for Heckert. Out front for Andrews. Looks right and gets it to Cormier. Cormier back to Andrews on the give and go. Drives up for the shot and a block coming up as Starzl tried to slide over on the play. Andrews was trying to go for a slam at one point, it looked like. Ended up going high off the glass. Starzl will pick up the foul, his first, and this sends Cal Andrews to the free throw line.
Yeah, Starzl's just a little more squared up. He's probably able to get the charge on that, but just wasn't squared up to the play.
Andrews, a guy who doesn't get a lot of playing time, 6'7", a freshman of Washington, Oklahoma, steps to the free throw line. Free throw on the way, rims in.
Yeah, he looked like he was ready to go for a Blake Griffin type of dunk, I guess, being from OU country. maybe the reason why, he just didn't quite get there.
Second free throw good. Saw a Lincoln player try to go for that Wednesday night, came up a little bit short on
yeah.
that. Into the front court right side, Alex Sullivan takes it to the right wing, finds Crooker out front. Again, 2-3 zone out of Central Oklahoma. High post right for Cozad. Lobs it to Starzl, who leaps up and puts it down with a nice soft touch off the alley-oop. Starzl with 7 points, 28-19. Northwest in front. Becker on the right side lobs it a little bit too far. Kirker chases it down for Northwest. They're trying to go with a pass low for Spencer Smith, but Kirker is there for the steal. And for Kirker, that's his fifth steal of the season. Between the circles, Wallace for Northwest, 28-19 Northwest. Left side, Kirker, out top of Key Wallace. Lobs the pass, throws it away. Wanted to go to Cozad, but it throws it away and is picked up. Here comes Central Oklahoma on the break. Cormier drives, lays it up, won't go. Kirker with the rebound for the Cats. And he'll slow it up for Northwest. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Northwest 28, Central Oklahoma 19. Wallace into the front court left. Goes cross court right side, Kirker. Out of Wallace near the timeline. And he gets the ball stripped right out of his hands by Cormier. Cormier, a 2-on-1 break, drives off, fouls, misses the shot, but fouled by Wallace. That'll be Matt Wallace's first foul. Had the ball just a little bit too low. Cormier able to reach in, steal it away, and drive to the bucket. Cormier, a 72% shooter this season, 58 of 81. Transfers from Southeastern Oklahoma State to play at Central Oklahoma. Free throw, rims out. 6-foot senior from Stillwater. Huffman in for Central Oak. Northwest up 28-19, 2:50 left in the half. Cormier's second free throw good. And he'll go to the sideline as Rico Hogan back in, a freshman out of Norman, Oklahoma, six-footer. Full court pressure out of the made bucket by Central Oklahoma. Wallace gets it to Kirker. Kirker back to Wallace right side. Northwest has handled the press fairly well. Into the front court, Wallace looks right side for Sullivan. Now to Wallace. At the free throw line, goes that baseline left, Sullivan. Left side, Wallace. Cross court, right side, Kirker. Again, looking at the 2-3 zone. Wallace left side. Dribbles left, hands off to Sullivan on the wing. Sullivan will bring it out top of the key. Back Wallace, who drives to the left baseline. Tries to kick it out front, intended for Kirker. Stolen by Cormier on the fast break. Right side, goes to Gibbs. Into the right corner is Hogan. Now to Gibbs. Left side, Cormier. 8-point game. Northwest up, drives, takes the jumper, and look, no, and the rebound, Wallace for the Cats. Wallace across the timeline. Looks right side, Kirker. Kirker high post right, Kozad back to Kirker. Freshman takes it out. Looks back to Kozad, free throw line. Now to Wallace, left side. Wallace into the left corner. Sullivan, low left for Starzl, kicks it out front right for Kirker. Kirker, lost the handle on, starting to drive through the lane, and it will belong to Northwest, knocked out of his hands. Harris and Haley into the game for Northwest. Wallace to go to the bench along with Sullivan. Cal Andrews back into the game for the Broncos. Northwest up 28-20. They've led most of this half. Inbound all the way out front. Chased down by Haley and now across court left side Kirker. Harris out top of the key. Sets up the offense. And now Central Oklahoma going into man-to-man defense. Left side goes Kirker. Top of the key, Haley. Haley, one dribble, left side, whistle, and
foul on the official.
Yeah, he tripped over Harris that time. Stops the clock with 13 seconds on the shot clock. 1:43 left on the game clock here in the first half. And Northwest up 28-20. Two of the officials conferring over here at the scorer's table.
I think it's some sort of time question.
Hey, go six or don't hand it off.
Don't know whether it's shot
go
clock or game clock or what the deal is, but I think it's a time agree, thing, listen. And they're going to look at
they're going over to the
video
and check this out. Got 1:43 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 28-20. Bearcats will be back in action Tuesday night, but it's a trip down to Bolivar for Northwest with the doubleheader with Southwest Baptist. Women will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those Tuesday night beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And then on to Warrensburg on Saturday. So the road continues for Northwest.
We're almost to the tail end of it, though. So, you know, it felt like you knew they had 6 of 7 on the road. It was going to take forever to get through all that. But they're getting through it. And for the Bearcat men, despite the last couple of losses, not bad. Still an opportunity to get through this stretch and have a solid record through that stretch to set you up for the second half of the conference season.
Good win for the Northwest women this afternoon, winning 65-55 over Central Oklahoma. We'll hear more from Yeah, Coach Mark Kellogg coming up at halftime about that one, but it's kind of an interesting game there with that.
Yeah, it really was. And it was an entertaining game. I mean, it wasn't the best-looking basketball game, but you know what? As long as the team comes away with the win, they don't care how you got there. Maybe a little more stress for the coaches than they wanted, but they got the W and get a chance to move on.
And the officials continuing to look at the video monitor. And they look up at the clock, so it is, I'm pretty sure, a time issue here. One of the officials coming over and talking to Northwest men's head coach Ben McCollum. So, again, trying to get things straightened out with the clock.
Okay, the explanation that the Coach McCollum's getting here, the clock was at 1:43 and the shot clock was at 13. Now the game clock is at 1:32 and the shot clock at 2. And so the clock hadn't started. They went to the video to count down to see where it should be. But, you know, for Northwest, now they didn't realize they had just 2 seconds to work with, so they're going to have to get a quick inbound and a shot off here.
Well, Harris will inbound on the baseline left. We've got four players lined up along the baseline as well. Harris inbounds left corner. Kirker with a three on the way. Good! 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Connor Kirker able to knock down the three from the left corner. His eighth of the season. Northwest up with their largest lead of the game, leading by 11. On the right side, Huffman to the top of the key. Hooks the pass right side for Gibbs. Gibbs to the baseline with the dribble. Wants to drive on Starzl. Underneath the bucket, leans back out. Blocked away by Starzl on the rebound. Kozad for Northwest. Alec Kirker into the front court. Left wing, finds Harris. Now back to Kirker. Thought about the three, steps inside the arc. Goes left corner, Harris. Now front left, Kirker open. Another three attempt on the way. Ribbons around and out of the rebound. Fought baseline out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest.
Knocked away from Kozad there by Rico Hogan.
Gibbs to the bench. And into the ball game, Jacob Strassel. And back into the game is Combs. And to the sideline goes Huffman. Just under a minute left in the half. Harris wanting to inbound on the baseline. Gets the inbound, a long bounce pass into the right corner. Finds Kirker's double team on his knees. Gets a pass to Kozad. Now to Haley. He'll bring it out to the top of the key. Haley with a jumper on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound inside Andrews for Central Oklahoma. They'll give it up to Rico Hogan. The left side is Combs. Combs with the dribble. Hooks the pass low left for Smith. Smith with the dribble, spins left on Haley, up with the runner, won't go, rebound tapped by Starzl, goes to Kozad, and Northwest from their right to their left, just under 30 seconds left in the half, Northwest up 31-20. Harris will slow it up as he crosses the timeline, dribbles out front, down to 19 seconds left in the half. Broncos in the 2-3 zone this trip down. They stayed in that most of the half. Just a few occasions they've gone to the man. Now they break out into man-to-man with 7 on the shot clock. Harris down the lane to the right side to the baseline. Finds Haley out front right. 3 on the clock. Through the lane. Haley, a runner on the way off the rim right as the buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the first half. Cats will go to the locker room at halftime with an 11-point lead on Central Oklahoma. Northwest Missouri State 31. Central Oklahoma 20. We'll be back to have more for you right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, Northwest at the half, in front of Central Oklahoma, 31-20. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Central Oklahoma opened up the game with a 2-point lead, but since then, Northwest has had it the rest of the way and building the lead to 11 at the half, 31-20.
Yeah, I tell you, this is the Northwest that we're used to seeing. The last couple of games have been frustrating, but it looks like right now they're back, and you know, hopefully it'll stick that way into the second half. But if they play this second half like they did the first half, this is going to be an easy win for Northwest. The energy level is back up. They're playing well on defense. Like they always want to play well on defense first, and then it'll lead to good, solid offense. They're hitting some shots, so you can tell they're feeling a little bit better. I think on the offensive end, they're just attacking the zone better than what they had been doing. They're just being more aggressive with it. You don't see as much passing out on the perimeter trying to figure out what to do. They're just going and doing it and getting it done.
Chris McCollum shook up the starting lineup a little bit for today's game, and then seeing a little bit of a different substitution pattern out, although most of the players probably getting same type of minutes that they normally get, with the exception of Lyle Harris getting some first half minutes here, but seeing a little bit different pattern with the substitutions here.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that's not a big surprise after a couple of straight losses. You know, you got to do a little bit of something, and that's part of it. Not the only thing, obviously, that they're doing different here today than what they had the last couple of ball games, but you got to make a change, and so far, so good for the Cats.
And the Cats up at halftime, 31-20. Again, earlier this afternoon, the Northwest women was a 65-55 win over Central Oklahoma. When we come back, Northwest women's head coach Mark Kellogg will join Matt, and they'll talk about the win. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Oklahoma, 31-20, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team with the lead over Central Oklahoma. The women with a 65-55 win over UCO earlier today. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, of course, it feels good to get a win. You get one on the road, a conference win on the road. And I know that Central Oklahoma struggled a bit, but it's got to feel good to kind of feel like you're gaining some momentum on the season right now.
Yeah, it really does. We didn't play great. I love the start, though. That was a little bit better, and battled through the first half, a little bit back and forth after that. And then went in and didn't start great in the second half and kind of challenged them. And it's just this, when you're on the road, you have to have this mental toughness, this next step, this, I don't know, this desire that I just didn't see in our kids. So we challenged them a little bit, and they did a great job responding. We thought we had an inside advantage tonight, and I thought we were able to take advantage of that.
It was really interesting in what you were going up against, because we saw them start slow, as you talked about. You guys started fast. He took his starting five out, brought in a second five, and that second five played a lot better. It had to be a little bit of an adjustment, because you don't typically see a second five come off and play so much better than you do the starters.
Well, his second five had three kids that normally start. So I don't know, you know, they started two kids that we weren't expecting them to start. I mean, they're on the scouting report, but definitely not in the starting lineup. That probably just settled them down. It was the more veteran kids that came off the bench tonight. Sometimes as a coach you try about anything to get your team motivated. I know they're struggling a little bit right now, and definitely with some injuries. It worked for them, and they got that lead. I don't know, we were up 14-2 or something like that, and it was gone quickly.
44 rebounds tonight. You got a couple of double-doubles. Both Annie and Maggie with double-doubles tonight. You had to feel good about the way the team rebounded.
Yeah, we did. I mean, the unfortunate part is we still got out-rebounded offensively. But we defended really well, so we got a bunch of defensive rebounds. But yeah, two double-doubles from your starting post players. You can't ask for a whole lot more from that standpoint. But they're the worst rebounding team in the league, and we're the second worst rebounding team in the league. So we knew it was a night that we could potentially get after them on the boards. But yeah, we defended really well in the second half, and that's what I was kind of excited to see, was when the defense goes to the opposite end in the second half, are we good enough, basically the five people on the court, to communicate and talk and get enough stops? And it was probably my fault. I played zone too much and went back to the man, and that obviously, you know, kind of solidified our defense a little bit.
Yeah, you talk about the offensive rebounding. They did get a lot more opportunities than you did at offensive rebounds, because they were 18 of 67 shooting. So that had to feel good to at least hold them to that lower percentage.
Well, it did. And we turned it over more than them again. It's the two recipes of disaster, really. If you lose turnovers and rebounding, you don't normally win the game. I mean, that's just because we gave them 9 extra possessions in the game. But we shot it really well, and they didn't shoot it very well. And they took 14 more shots than we did. So that's what I mean by that. Normally doesn't bode well for you. But we defended pretty well, contested shots, and limited for the most part to one shot.
The outside shooting today, especially starting out, was a little slow, but it didn't feel as bad, because it seemed like you were getting it inside enough that the misses from the outside were kind of spread out, you know, so it didn't hurt as bad as it might. You know, I think you started 1-for-10 or something like that. But you guys did such a good job getting it inside that it didn't really feel that way.
Yeah, no, you're right. It didn't feel like, I looked at the stats after the game, and we didn't shoot it very well when it was all said and done. But they weren't stacked on top of each other. They were spread out. We were trying to get inside out threes. And I thought we hit some pretty big ones in the second half, really. I think Nelly had a good one. Merity had one in the second half, if I remember correctly, that just were at the right time. And they had switched zone, and then we made one against his zone, you know. And so now he went back from the zone. But it kind of was a chess match. I told Coach Mateo at one of the, I don't know, about 10 minutes to go, this is just a back and forth between the two coaches, changing defenses, running sets, who are we trying to go at, you know. So it was a little back and forth for sure. But, yeah, proud of the kids. And we made free throws. We only missed one again for the second game in a row.
And it had to have been encouraging as well, because there were situations in this game where your players could have gotten away from the game mentally, you know. There were some situations that could have been overly frustrating, but they didn't let it get to them.
Yeah, well, I thought that first stretch in the second half, it did. And that's why they got the quick call timeout, and they got the little bit of earful from Coach Kellogg there a little bit. And they responded, though, but I thought that was, I don't know if it was the defining moment of the game, but they got up, what, 4 or 5, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
And it could have gone one of two ways, I thought. And by our demeanor, I saw it going south pretty quick if we didn't kind of try to regroup and challenge him a little bit. And we did a great job responding.
All right, Coach. Well, good win today, and we'll catch up with you in Bolivar.
Okay. Thanks, man.
That's Coach Mark Kellogg. Again, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 65-55 win today over Central Oklahoma. At the half of the men's matchup, 31-20, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. When we come back, John will look at some of the first half stats. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. 6 home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature 6 home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week 2 of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
And welcome back to Edmond, Oklahoma. Northwest Missouri State at the half, up 31-20. Looking at some of the totals for Northwest out of the first half, shooting 46% from the field, 11 of 24. 3 of 8 from three-point range, 38%, and 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Central Oklahoma, 26%, 6 of 23, 3 of 9 from three-point range, and 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Turnovers, 11 for Northwest, and Central Oklahoma with 9, and individually, no one in double figures for Northwest. Paced by D'Angelo Haley with 8 points, and for Central Oklahoma, 1 player in double figures, Josh Gibbs with 12. He was 3 of 3 on three-point opportunities. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State up 31-20. To my right now is a person from the past here in Maryville, a former news director at KXCV, KRNW Radio, and also has been a part of some Bearcat broadcasts through the years, John McGuire, who's down here at Oklahoma State now.
Yes, sir. Second game of the afternoon, I was at Gallagher Iba in Stillwater, helping some kids record play-by-play. I teach in the sports media sequence in the School of Media at Oklahoma State. And this took me back to the days that, you know, Warren Stuckey helped us out when we were at KXCV getting started as students. And working with the students today, I was thinking, you know, I'm lucky Warren did not kill us for all the stuff we messed up. And, you know, looking at cords that were wound so tight and, well, it just, and then coming down here and seeing you and Matt, it just kind of, it's like the last 30, 35 years all coming into a circle. But good start for the Bearcats. Of course, good job by the women's team. And, you know, Mr. Gibbs here for Central Oklahoma, you stop him, and really it's going to be a hard time for UCO to get 40 points in this game. But always great to come out and see the Bearcats. And here's the irony of ironies. It's about 64 degrees right now here in Edmond. When the football game was played here back in October, it was about 39 degrees. So, welcome to Oklahoma, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I think I'd like to stay there, too. But,
I do want to say hi to everybody that still remembers me, hopefully, back in the Ville and around Northwest Missouri. Of course, John, we were so blessed to have folks like Raleigh Stallman and Jeff McCall and others to help us get started. And seeing Matt here reminds me of the great times I had working with Patty Holly, Sharon Bidet, Mike Johnson at KXCV, and of course had a chance to work at KNIM working for Steve Nicholson, doing some of the exciting church services on Sunday. So, but it's great to be here. It's great to be a Bearcat, and it's great to see the teams doing so well today. So,
and we had a chance to work a few games together through the years.
Yeah. So. But I will let you get back to work.
All right. That's John McGuire here. He is a professor at Oklahoma State University and nearby in Stillwater. We'll be back and ready for a second half play right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest 31 and Central Oklahoma 20. The Cats with their largest lead of the game as we go to second half play. And Central Oklahoma will have the ball to start this second half.
And the key is to see if you can come out of the halftime locker room playing with the same level of intensity that they did through that first half.
Central Oklahoma with it from our right to our left. Cal Andrews goes on the left side for Huffman. Now to the top of the key. Gibbs will drive down the lane, kicks it out to the top, and at top of the key, three taken and missed by Spencer Smith. Rebound to the right corner, though, by Gibbs. Wants to drive on Starzl to the baseline, cut off. Long pass into the left corner, and a three on the way. Nothing but net. Cal Andrews from the left corner. His first three of the game. He's got 5 points total, 31-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline goes Haley into the front court left side. Goes out between the circles. Looks right side for Funk. Back to Bryson Williams on the left. Now to Haley to the left wing. Schlake and Starzl on the floor as well. That's the starting five we had today. At the free throw line, Starzl goes low right for Schlake. Schlake with the dribble. Brings it out. Right side goes into the corner for Funk. Back to Schlake, low right side. Skips a pass over the zone. Left side, Haley open. A three on the way. Too hard. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Schlake comes down for rebound. And it was tied up with Josh Gibbs. And the possession arrow will point toward Northwest. Northwest will inbound, baseline right. Bryson Williams will trigger it in. And the St. Joe native gets the pass right side for Haley. Out front for Funk, looks on the left side, finds Williams. Now out front left Haley, back to Williams, left wing. Sets up, wants the three, takes it, takes a high bounce off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Andrews for Central Oklahoma. 31-23, Northwest Missouri State up on the right side. Christian Huffman out to the right wing to the free throw line. Down the lane, kicks it in the left corner. Cormier with the three off the front of the rim. Rebound tip. And underneath the bucket, picked up by Gibbs on the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Central Oklahoma. 31-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. And an 11-point lead at halftime. Yet to score here in the second half. Cormier to inbound, baseline right. Trying to find someone to inbound, does, gets it right side, and up for the jumper, and a three is good. Taken by Spencer Smith off the right side, his first of the game. And it's a 31-26 contest. Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma, but Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum calls a timeout. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Quick timeout by Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. A tough start to the second half for Northwest. They're in front 31-26, but yet to score in the second half as Central Oklahoma has knocked down a couple of threes there in the second half.
Yeah, you know, and it's nothing to get too overly worried about, but the Cats got to right the ship here quickly.
Full court pressure again out of Central Oklahoma, 2-2-1 pressure underneath the Central Oklahoma bench. Lake has it now to Funk into the front court. The pass goes to Starzl right side. Gets it out top of the key for Haley. Haley will bring it to Bryson Williams, Northwest, to set up the offense with 20 on the shot clock. Going right side, Williams looks on the right and near the sideline. Gets it to Haley, back out front for Williams. Looks left side, Funk, now to Williams between the circles. Shot clock's at 8. Haley, out top of the key for Williams. 4 on the shot clock. Free throw flying left. Williams with the jumper, won't go. Rebound pulled down away by Slake. Right side for Haley. Haley on the wing, out between the circles. Finds Williams, dribbles left. Now to Funk on the left wing. Top of the key, Haley. Looks right side. Williams looks low with it. Trying to go with a pass for Starzl. Couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. Trying to reach with his left hand. Looks like he was tied up a little bit with Spencer Smith at the blocks on the right side and just couldn't reach out far enough to come up with a pass.
Well, and just a couple of dribbles down towards the corner for Funk would have given him a better angle to get the ball inside as well.
31-26, Northwest in front. Spinning Gibbs through the lane. Blocked away by Slade. Picked up by Williams and Northwest on it. As Williams will wisely slow it up. Didn't have the numbers. He'll take it across the timeline. Looks right side Funk. Now to Williams. Left side almost thrown away. Haley sees it inbounds off the left sideline. Northwest in the second half from our left to our right. Slake on the right wing. Out to the top of the key. Williams looks left side. Funk. Funk at the top. Looks on the right side. Williams quick pass. Low right side. Finds Starzl. Spins into the lane. Misses the shot. Fight for the rebound. Haley comes away with it. Northwest ball didn't touch the rim. And we have a whistle. Foul coming up on Central Oklahoma. Christian Huffman picked up his first. Northwest will inbound right in front of the Northwest bench. 31-26, Northwest in front. Matt Wallace into the ball game, takes it top, goes left side for Haley. Wallace in place of Williams. Wallace at the free throw line, the giving room, looks high post left for Slake. Slake to Wallace, now left side Haley. Haley back out to Wallace. Wallace with a bounce pass right side, Funk. Skips it over the zone, out front left. Finds Haley, free throw line left, takes the jumper, got it, a line drive jumper that time by D'Angelo Haley, knocks it down, he goes into double figures of 10. First 2 points of the second half for Northwest, they're up 33-26. They've led the majority of this game after a quick bucket to start the game by Central Oklahoma. Northwest come back and led since. Out front, a three attempt by Gibbs comes short, just barely grazes the net as it goes out of bounds, and the ball belongs to Northwest. Grant Kozad into the game as Kyle Slake goes to the bench. 33-26, Northwest up. 2-2-1 zone, full court pressure out of the Broncos. Northwest to break it as Haley takes it in the front court left side. Now to Wallace, cross court right side, Funk. Funk back between the circles, Wallace. Wallace holds on to it. Northwest trying to attack this 2-3 zone. Wallace on the right wing. Haley lobs the pass back out front. Wallace. Shot clock's at 9. Wallace free throw line. Skips in. Stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Huffman on the break. 1-on-3 break. Huffman puts it up and in. Had a high dribble. Almost got out of control. Was able to finally hold on to it as he was going down the right side of the lane. Knocks it high off the glass and down. 33-28 Northwest in front. 15:38 left in the game. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side. Cozad. Now to Wallace. Long bounce pass right for Funk. Swing the circles. Wallace. Left wing with the pass. Haley. Haley. Low left on the baseline. Starzl. Starzl to the free throw line. Looks right side. Funk. And Funk will dribble to the free throw line. Pulls up. Goes in the left corner. Haley. A fadeaway three off the front of the rim. Starzl. Or rather, Cozad with the rebound. Up with a shot. Blocked from behind by Andrews. Gets it back one more time. Up with a shot and a foul. Strong rebound by Grant Cozad and a nice pivot to the bucket. And the foul comes up on Cal Andrews. That will be his first foul and sends Cozad to the free throw line. Grant this afternoon, 3-of-4 at the line. All three of his points coming from the charity stripe. 63% shooter on the year coming into today's game. Sophomore's free throw, good. Josh Davis, along with June Carter, into the game for Central Oklahoma. And Seth Heckert also checks in. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Northwest in front, 34-28. Knee bend, free throw is good. Now 35-28, Northwest lead. 15 minutes left in the game. Carter into the front court, looks right side, Davis. Between the circles, right, Cormier. Left to Huffman on the wing. Bounce pass, low left. With it is Davis. Finds in through the lane, Huffman. Stripped loose, picked up by Wallace. On the fast break down the right sideline to the right wing, Haley to the right baseline. Cut off by Carter. Out front, Wallace, quick pass cross court, left for Funk. Shot clock at 26. Right side, Haley. High post right, Cozad. Forces the bounce pass into the lane. Finds Starzl. Spins, puts it up and in and a foul. Great feed inside by Cozad to Starzl. And it will result with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. So foul comes up on Central Oklahoma, 14-30. Left. Foul on Jamel Cormier. That will be his first break in the action as well. Northwest Missouri State 37, Central Oklahoma 28. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
14:30 left in the game. Northwest 37, Central Oklahoma 28. With Matt Porter, I'm John Coffey. Matt, after a little bit of a slow start to start the second half, Northwest picked up that intensity level again.
Yeah, after that initial timeout in the second half for Northwest, after the couple of threes by Central, they've been able to start turning it around.
Starzl was fouled before the timeout. Was able to get the shot to fall before the timeout. Goes to the free throw line, knocks down the free throw. Three-point trip down the floor. Northwest up by 10. They've led by as much as 11 in the game. On the right side, Cormier. Out front right. Gets the pass to June Carter. Left-handed dribble. Free throw line right. Takes the 15-foot jumper. Knocks it down. He has 4 points. 8-point game. Northwest up. Facing full court pressure. Wallace to take it into the front court with a long pass. Right baseline for Funk. Out top the key, Cozad. Left side, Haley. Out front now between the circles. Wallace right wing for Funk. to Wallace. Now left side, Haley. Thought about the three. Right, look inside for a cutter. Goes low left side on the baseline. Four stars. Will skip past right side. Stolen. Picked up by Cormier for the Broncos. Three on one break. Cormier settles the pass left side through the lane. Is Christian forcing the pass low. Wanted to go to Carter instead. It's picked up by Starzl for Northwest. For the Broncos that time, really one pass too many on the fast break. Into the right corner. To the right wing is Funk. Skips the pass cross court. Left Haley with a three on the way. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Josh Davis for the Broncos. Now to Cormier as he goes right to left. A long pass left side for Huffman. Drives up, blocked by Kozad, but a foul. This will go on Grant Kozad, picking up his second foul. Neither team having any play right now in any type of foul trouble. That foul just the first team foul for the Bearcats in the second half. At the line, free throw too hard. As Huffman misses his second free throw of the game, he's 1-for-3 at the line. Funk, Starzl, and Haley to the sideline. Williams, Sullivan, and Slake in for Northwest. Christian Huffman, a 6'5 junior from Midwest City, Oklahoma, back to the line. Second free throw rims out, and the rebound Slake for Northwest. He misses both free throw attempts. Northwest up by 8. Sullivan to the front court right side. Out front for Wallace, looks left side Williams. In the 2-3 zone, out of central off. Glow on the baseline left. It goes for Kozad. Now out top of the key, Wallace. Right side, Sullivan. Sullivan, Wallace on the left side. In the lane, find Kozad. Spins right inside, and Mike knocks it in. Nice, strong move. As he took it for the left of the lane, was able to spin right with it and knock it down. And the Cats back by 10. On the right side, Huffman. Takes it top of the key, pulls up out of a double team, looks to Carter on the right wing, bounce pass low right, Davis. And then double team, now triple team, picks the right wing, Carter, fadeaway three, good, over Slade. Carter knocks down his first three of the game, just his fifth of the season. And it's a 40-33 Northwest lead with 12:26 left in the game. Sullivan on the right wing, out between the circles, Wallace left side, finds Williams, out of Wallace out top. Dribbles right, pulls up, left side pass for Sullivan, baseline left, gets it to Kozad, finds Slate cutting through the lane, ball tipped by Davis, picked up by Cormier, and here comes Central Oak on the 3-on-2 break. On the right side is Heckard, who chases down the pass, right wing, they get it to Davis, drives, kicks it out front, stolen by Williams, and here comes Bryson on a breakaway, and he was fouled by Cormier, got him almost a clothesline out near the free throw line. Officials will come together and see if we get an intentional foul.
Yeah, it was going to be a breakaway, so they're going to call that an intentional foul. You can't stop a breakaway like that by committing a foul.
Cormier will pick up his second foul. It's an intentional on Cormier.
And he really wasn't going for the basketball either. He just basically grabbed around the arms and waist of Williams.
So 11:57 left in the game. Northwest up 40-33. Bryson Williams goes to the free throw line where he's a 77% shooter this season. 20 of 26 coming into the game. And his first one off the front of the rim. 2 points this afternoon for Bryson, averaging 5 points and 3 boards a game. 6 foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Second free throw good. Northwest now to get the ball. Gibbs back in for Central Oklahoma. Cormier to the sideline. Spencer Smith also in for the Broncos. Quick inbound right side for Williams. Takes it on the dribble out between the circles. Looks left side Wallace. Back to the right side Williams. Out of Wallace out front. Looks left wing Sullivan. Out of Wallace at the top of the key. Bounce pass right side Williams. High post right Slate turns. Brings it to Wallace out front once again. Out of the wing, and Williams jumps top into the lane. This is ball left for Kozad. Up with him and blocks off the left side. Won't go on the rebound. Spencer Smith for Central Oklahoma. Alec goes to Heckard. He'll take him to the front court right side. Between the circles left, Spencer Smith. Near the timeline with the pass for Heckard. Driving on Sullivan, and a whistle and a foul. Trying to go out high post for Gibbs, and a whistle. Foul this one to come up on Northwest. And I believe Wallace gets called for this one. Wallace to pick up his second. And now Peckett to inbound, baseline right. Loves inbound, out front right side for Spencer Smith. Now into lane, whistle on a foul. This one go on Bryson Williams as they got the pass to June Carter and a push from behind by Bryson. That'll be number three on Williams as Tyler Funk will get off the bench and into the game. And Bryson will go to the sideline.
It's always interesting with Tyler Funk. Every time he comes into a game, his hair gets more and more out of place.
Long inbound on the right side, pulled down by Spencer Smith. Smith cross court left side, Andrews to baseline left, Carter. Started by Slate out front. On the left side is Heckert. Out of Carter in the left corner. Out of Heckert left side. Shot clock at 19. Northwestern man-to-man defense. They played the man throughout the game. Heckert to the right side. Out of a trap. Looks left side. Smith a long three over Slake. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Sullivan. Picked up by Wallace for Northwest. Cats in front. 41-33. Wallace on the left side. Sullivan stops. Pops. Three-pointer is good. Alex Sullivan knocks down his first three of the game. He leads the MIAA in three-pointers made this season. That's his 42nd of the year. Northwest in front, 44-33. Now as Central Oklahoma has the ball in their front court and the left side to Spencer Smith, a whistle and a foul. Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That'll be his second.
Funk battling with Gibbs for position along the left side of the lane.
Slake in, or to the bench, and Starzl into the game now. Just over 10 and a half minutes left in the game. Northwest up 44-33. They've led since early in this game. Inbound left side. Andrews the ball fake and a jumper won't go. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. Cats are doing a good job in the second half, limiting Central Oklahoma to just one shot each trip down. Right side, Sullivan to the wing. Lobs it out front left, Wallace. He's picked up by Heckert. Wallace drives, top of the key. Looks on the left side, toward the left wing. Now through the lane, Funk, just a little right for Starzl. Off the glass, and good. Nice feed for Starzl. Goes in now with 12 points. He has double figures again this afternoon. And we've got a timeout by Central Oklahoma. 10:04 left in the game. Northwest 46, Central Oklahoma 33. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest 46, Central Oklahoma 33. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, Harris back into the game for Northwest. Saw some time in the first half. Again, coming off a very good performance Wednesday night, helping Northwest come back in late in the second half against Lincoln University. Northwest coming up just a little bit short in that comeback, but Harris played 3 minutes, had 10 points, and a couple steals in that game. Huffman on the left wing. Goes to Cormier. He throws it away. Wanted to go low with it, and the pass goes out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest when we come back after a timeout. 9:49 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 46, Central Oklahoma 33. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
S-A-I-L-T-S.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State 46, Central Oklahoma 33. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, the turnovers fairly equal. Northwest with 15, Central Oklahoma with 14. But one thing, Northwest has done a much better job taking advantage of the turnovers they're getting, 11 points compared to 6 to Central.
Yeah, and that's where it really counts. I mean, you get extra possessions by forcing the turnovers, but you don't do anything with those possessions. It really doesn't matter, but the Cats have taken advantage.
Northwest with a chance to add to that total as they're taking over after a turnover before the timeout. They face full court pressure. Inbound comes to Tyler Funk, trying to dribble down the right sideline in front of the scores. They want to trap just before he gets to front court. And we've got a timeout. Or a foul here. Looks like a timeout's been called. Timeout with 9:45 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 46, Central Oklahoma 33. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Into the front court, Lyle Harris, who's being hounded by Christian Huffman as he takes it across the timeline. Sullivan back to Harris on the left side, back to Sullivan right wing to the free throw line. Out front, between the circles for Harris. Man-to-man defense out of Central Oak now. Harris top of the key, looks right side for Sullivan, picks up, goes right through the lane, goes across court left side. Funk with it, passed up the three, goes out front for Harris. The three on the shot clock. Harris top of key, launches the three, got it. Lyle Harris knocks down the three-pointers. The shot clock goes down. That's his second three of the season. And Northwest in front, 49-33. On the right side, Christian Huffman through the lane. On the right, on the wing, Gibbs with a three-tip. Long go, rebound on the floor. Picked up right side by Gibbs. Out to the top of the key, Smith with a three. Out the front, long go. Rebound, Cormier, drive, scoop, layup, good, and a foul. Well, Cormier got the long rebound on the bounce through the lane, was able to drive, scoop the layup down, and fouled by Lyle Harris. He'll pick up his second foul.
Sully and Lyle, that's you. Let's go, man.
This will send Cormier to the free throw line. Cormier takes his time as the arena goes quiet and knocks down the free throw.
Checking
in for Northwest inbound facing full court pressure, leading 49-36.
So
Northwest will inbound as Harris will take it from right to left. The Central Oak now drops back. Harris will be pressured as he takes it across the timeline by Andrews. Now in a trap, bounce pass to the right wing, Sullivan. Sullivan to the right side, pulls up. Now cross court left side for Funk. Funk back right side. Looks and goes low and it's out of bounds. Northwest will get an inbound. Pass tip goes out of bounds. O'Harris to inbound. Baseline left, Harris into the right corner. Sullivan looked wide open, squares up, wants the three, got it. And then falls to the floor as Cormier and Sullivan collide, but Sullivan got just the three to knock down. And it's a 52-36 Northwest Missouri State lead. After a slow start to the second half, Northwest beginning to open things up. Andrews on the right side, scoops the handoff to Huffman. Huffman wants to drive on Harris, now looks right side for Carter. June Carter on the right wing with the left-handed dribble, free throw line. Takes the jumper and rims around, out, and the rebound. Harris inside for Northwest. He'll dribble down the left sideline and across the timeline. Chased into a double-team ball, knocked loose. Funk comes out of nowhere, dives after the loose ball, goes after it in a timeout. Good hustle by Tyler Funk. Picking up the loose ball, and Northwest Missouri State will have it after a break. 7:49 left in the game. Northwest 52, Central Oklahoma 36. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City.
More information available at 816-806-7777.
Shows here is that we've led from the start.
Welcome back to Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State 52, Central Oklahoma 36, 7:49 left in the game. And the inbound comes from Funk, left side for Harris. Harris near the left sideline, out near the timeline. A long bounce pass to Funk, out top the key. Sullivan open, three rims out, and the rebound inside. Spencer Smith for Central Oklahoma. On the fast break, left side goes to Andrews. Andrews low left, finds Gibbs. Gibbs spins left, off the glass and good with the left hand. Josh Gibbs with 14 points. He's seventh in the NIAA scoring, averages just under 16 a game. About to hit that average this afternoon. 52-38, Northwest Missouri State up. Lob passes stolen, or tipped away and picked up by Funk in the backcourt. As Harris lobbed that pass, telegraphed a little bit too much, but Funk hustled after it in the backcourt. Gets it left side for Harris. Harris into the front court on the left side as Northwest now will set up the offense with 7 minutes left in the game. 52-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. Funk on the right side with eight on the shot clock. Back to Harris left. Harris fires the dribble back to Funk right wing. Sets off. Wants the three. Too hard. And the rebound inside. Pulled away by Spencer Smith for Central Oklahoma. Cormier across the timeline. Goes cross court right side for Smith. Smith on the right. Finds Cal Andrews. Top of the key. Gibbs down the lane. Drives on. Sparzel and a foul. And this one coming up on Lyle Harris, who comes over on the outside, picks up his third foul. Haley Williams and Slake into the ballgame. Funk, Harris, and Sullivan to the bench. Also, Starzl coming over to the sideline. Kozad to check in for Northwest. So. And Wallace back out there. So 5 for 5 substitution here. Inbound on the right side goes to Smith. Out front left side for Carter. Bounce pass low and a foul. They get it low for Gibbs and the blocks off the left side. Foul coming up on Northwest. And this time D'Angelo Haley picks up his second foul. 6.5 minutes left. Northwest 52. Central Oklahoma 38. Broncos average 74.9 points per game. That's fourth in the MIAA in scoring, but they give up over 80 a contest. Gibbs at the line. Free throw on the way. Good. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 52-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Josh Gibbs, 6'5 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri. As Matt mentioned earlier, Gibbs, the only player not coming from Oklahoma on this roster. Second free throw misses. And the rebound, Northwest. Haley into the front court, right side. 52-39. Northwest in front, out of a half-court trap. Haley at midcourt finds Wallace, who's able to keep his balance near the timeline and come up with a pass. Cross-cross court, Williams stripped loose, picked up by Andrews. Andrews on the break, right side. Whistle, and we've got a charge coming up. Yeah, Spencer Carter on the right side should get called for the charge. Bringing in just a bit.
His first.
And
15-5. Checking in.
Christian Huffman coming into the game as Gibbs will go to the sideline. I think they're actually giving that one on Gibbs, who picks up his second foul. So inbound goes on the left side. With it is Wallace. Wallace gets in front of the timeline, gets it to Slake. And Slake. Back left side for Wallace out of a double team. Ball knocked loose, rolls around, and it's picked up by Smith. And now into the front court driving is Huffman. Misses the shot, but we'll go to the free throw line.
And hey, UCO is starting to force some turnovers with that trap out near midcourt.
Wallace will pick up the foul. That is his third. Eighth team foul on Northwest. Central Oak right now with 5 team fouls. That last foul for Central Oak going back was on Spencer Smith. Huffman at the line for UCO. Shooting 2, and the first one bounds out. Huffman 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Central has a team this afternoon shooting just under 54% at the free throw line. Second free throw misses, and the rebound Slate for Northwest. Central. Oklahoma, a team that has struggled at the line all season. Left side, Williams, and left side for Wallace. Back to Williams. Off the left wing. Now to Wallace. Goes near midcourt, back between the circles, looks back left side for Williams. Goes to the left baseline, drives, lays it up, and in, and a block foul coming up. See if they count the bucket here. Foul will be on the Broncos. I don't believe they're going to count it, as this will send Wallace to the free throw line. Cormier picks up the foul. That's his third, trying to slide over and cut off the baseline. Now they're going to have the inbound come on the baseline left. Just the sixth team foul, so not a shooting foul. Heckard into the ballgame. Cormier goes to the sideline. 5:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 52-39. Inbound all the way out front. Haley leaps up, brings it down. To the right wing. Now accelerates to the free throw line. Pulls up. Out front for Williams. Left wing for Wallace. Wallace gets a screen by Slake. Into the right corner with the pass for Williams. Baseline to Kozad. Leading on the baseline. Tries to stay inbound. Gets a pass. And is picked off by Huffman. Huffman races through the lane the other way. And a foul coming up on Northwest.
Tell you what, the last 4 or 5 minutes of this game, we have seen the defense for UCO really take about two steps up in intensity. They had been playing like this from the start. This has been a lot tougher game right now, or a lot closer game than what we're seeing.
You're exactly right. That foul on Wallace, that's his fourth. Tyler Funk and Dylan Starzl into the game. Slight to go to the sideline, and also to the bench, Bryson Williams for Northwest.
Hey, Grant!
Christian Huffman back to the free throw line.
At the line, number four, Christian.
1 of 5 at the line. So one of six now at the free throw line. And the free throw misses, and Kozad with the rebound. And Stiff Loose picked up right side, and a foul the other way. And this will go on Northwest.
You're going to have to start taking a lot better care of the basketball, or what is a pretty good-sized lead is going to disappear in a hurry here for Northwest.
Kozad picks up the foul, his third, and Carter going to the free throw line, fouled after the ball stripped out of Kozad's hands. And to the free throw line goes June Carter. I think he may have taken a pop to the mouth as he lines up at the line. And shooting two, first one too hard. He's 0-1 at the line, just a 55% shooter on the season at the line. Cormier back into the game for Central Oklahoma. We're stuck at 52-39 for a while, and second free throw rims out right, and Kozak comes down with the rebound. As he does, a Central player goes flying on the baseline as Josh Gibbs knocked to the floor. Starzl to pick up the foul. That'll be number two on Starzl. And now to the free throw line goes Josh Gibbs. And Northwest fortunate that Central Oklahoma continues to struggle at the free throw lines. They're getting some opportunities here. 5:08 left, Northwest in front, 52-39. Central Oklahoma right now at the free throw line, shooting 39%, and another miss by Gibbs.
Hold the ball!
7 of 18 at the free throw line, now 7 of 19 for Central Oak. Josh Gibbs back to the line. Still a 52-39 game. And his second free throw is good. Gibbs now with 16 points, matching his season average. Heckard in and to the bench for Central Oklahoma. See, I believe that was Gibbs who goes to the sideline. Well, inbound. Looking at full court pressure, and it comes on the left side. Haley. Haley across the timeline to the top of the key as he dribbles a collision with Huffman and a foul. And Christian Huffman will pick up his second foul. 52-40, Northwest Missouri State in front.
Christian Huffman kind of looks like he lost his puppy there being called for that foul. Didn't take that one real well.
Haley at the line and knocks down the first free throw. Haley with 11 points. That was his first trip to the line this afternoon. He's a 65% shooter from there. 13-point Bearcat lead. Second free throw by Haley. Good. 14-point lead.
Let's go, Green!
54-40. Northwest up. 5 minutes left in the game. Cormier across the timeline. Tries to go with a crossover dribble. Wants the handle on it. Now with the top of Key Gibbs. Gibbs down the lane. Left side blocked away by Starzl. Picked up by Kozad for Northwest. Outlet for Funk. Funk across the timeline. Slips just a bit. Gets a pass right side Haley. Haley driving on Huffman to the right baseline. Cut off. sets up and lobs the pass out front left. Leaping up front brings it down. Now to Wallace near the timeline. Shot clock at 18. Wallace being checked out front by Seth Heckert. We'll dribble to the right wing. Hands off for Haley. Haley with the right-handed dribble through the lane. Runner on the way. Won't go as he hit the rim on the left side. But a foul. This will get D'Angelo to the free throw line. Foul goes on Cal Andrews. That'll be number two on Andrews. And we've got a break in the action. 4:24 left. It's Northwest 54, Central Oklahoma 40. We'll be back for right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Hamilton Fieldhouse on the campus of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma, Northwest 54, Central Oklahoma 40. Central Oklahoma opened up with a 2-0 lead. Northwest able to come back, take the lead. They've never trailed the rest of the way. And really, for the most part, it's been a pretty strong second half.
Yeah, it really has. You know, they did come out the first minute or so, not playing real well. A couple of very early threes by UCO in the game, but timeout by Coach McCollum. He got a chat with them, and then they came back out. And from really that point forward in the second half, they have played well.
54-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Haley at the line, shooting two. First one good. 13 points for D'Angelo. 6'3 senior from Detroit, Michigan. Back to the line. And nothing but net for a second free throw. 56-40, Northwest up. Across the timeline on the left side is Joel Cormier. Looks out front left. Gets it to Smith. Now in the lane, driving Carter up with a shot and the foul. Haley coming over, commits the foul. That'll be number three on Haley and send Carter back to the free throw line. Carter 0 of 1 at the line.
At the line.
Free throw, good. So a three-point trip down the floor for Central Oklahoma. 56-43, Northwest in front. Pressure off the inbound. Across the timeline, Wallace. As he takes across midcourt, chased from behind by Andrews, able to pull up his dribble just in time. Trap on the left side, Haley's double-team. Now finds Wallace out front near the timeline. To front, baseline right, Cosette. Finds Starles on the blocks off the right side, spins and puts it off the glass. 14 points for Dylan Starzl. Northwest up 58-43. Into the front court, Cormier to the top of the key. Looks left side, finds Smith, feeds into lane for Carter, who puts it up and in. Double figures for June Carter, and it's a 58-45 Northwest lead. Cozad in the back court, finds Haley. Now to Funk into the front court right side. Now to Wallace, down the lane right. Back pedals, looks right side for Funk. Back to Wallace on the right side. High post right, Cozad. Cross court left, Haley. 3:17 left, Northwest in front, 58-45. Wallace, cross court left, they get the pass for Haley. Haley, now back to Wallace as they play catch on the perimeter. Now Wallace with the dribble, finds Haley, driving through the bucket off the baseline, reverse layup off the right side, won't go. Ball rolls out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Make a case where Central Oklahoma got a little tired that time. That ball just went slowly rolling to the baseline after Northwest tried to come down with the rebound, and a couple of Central Oak players had a shot at the ball, and it just went rolling right past them. Seth Heckert into the game, and Cal Andrews goes to the sideline. Also in is Christian Huffman.
Cats have just 1 second on the shot clock here.
Wallace inbound, baseline left. Inbound. They get it to Haley, launches a three, and knocks it down as he took the inbound, just pushed it up, and the three-pointer from the left side goes down. 17 points for Haley, 61-45, Northwest. Left side, Huffman. Right side gets it to Cormier, tries to drive, and a collision with Haley, nothing called. Bail. Pass right for Huffman, and a block coming up now at Northwest as Huffman driving on the right baseline. Kozak coming over to cut off the baseline, picks up the foul. Kozak will pick up his fourth foul, and this sends Christian Huffman to the free throw line. 2:40 left, 61-45, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma. Huffman, one of seven at the free throw line.
Rest breaker, first open guy.
2:40 left. Goes quiet again here at the field house as they try to dry up some perspiration underneath the Central Oklahoma bench. Not a very huge crowd here this afternoon.
I was just going to say, it wasn't exactly packed the house day today here in Edmond. Part of that might be, and we saw this the same thing during football season. There was an OU football game at the same time. OU's playing basketball today, too, so maybe that took away from some of it, but there just was not a very big crowd here today.
61-45, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma. Huffman at the line, and the first two, good. Actually appreciate the crowds Northwest gets.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. A lot of what we see when we're out on the road really appreciates what we see at Northwest.
61-46, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma. 2:40 left, second free throw on the way, good. So Huffman hits both free throws. Bryson Williams in the game for Northwest. And he'll take the place of Grant Kozed. Northwest going with some ball handlers out there as Funk will inbound. Haley Wallace, Williams, and Starzl on the floor. 2:40 left. Full court pressure. It's man-to-man pressure. And the inbound comes to Bryson Williams. Now to Funk. Right side for Haley. Still in the backcourt. Haley with the dribble. In midcourt across the timeline. Looks left side. Finds Funk. Back to Haley. 2.5 minutes left. 24 on the shot clock. Northwest trying to run a little clock here as they spread things out on their offense. Out near the timeline. Williams had a foul. A little touch foul out front. Stops the clock. And we'll send Northwest to the free throw line as Cal Andrews picks up his third foul.
In a position now just to hit free throws to secure the win.
Northwest shooting 78% from the line this afternoon, 14 of 18, as Williams goes to the line. Williams shooting a 1-1, knocks down the first one. 4 points for Bryson. Gibbs in, and Huffman to the bench for the Broncos. Northwest trying to break a two-game losing streak. Free throw on the way, and good by Williams. 63-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cormier into the front court to the top of the key. Dribbles right. Being chased by Funk. Now right side for Carter. Top of the key. Cormier through the lane. Drives left-handed layup. Won't go. The tip-in attempt. No by Carter, but the putback by Andrews off the right side is good. Andrews is 7 points, 63-49 Northwest. Again, full court pressure out of the Broncos. Inbound left side for Williams. Out of Funk. Funk in the backcourt, goes to midcourt right and gets it to Haley. Haley now with a pass into the front court for Wallace. The left side goes to Williams. And a foul as Gibbs puts a foul on Williams. Number three on Gibbs, and Bryson going to the free throw line again. Bryson coming into today's game, a 77% shooter at the line. Last year, one of the top free throw shooters in the MIAA. And good guy to have at the free throw line.
Bryson Williams.
Free throw here. Good. Nothing but net. 64-49 Northwest. Huffman in. Cormier to the bench. With one, again, 1:51 left. Northwest trying to come away with a doubleheader sweep over Central Oklahoma this afternoon. The Northwest women that winners earlier, 65-55. Second free throw good. And a 65-49 lead for the Northwest men. Across the timeline left, Huffman to the top of the key. Right side on the wing, Gibbs. Long three. Takes a high bounce off the rim near the top of the key. The rebound comes down to Huffman. Huffman in a double team. Out front, picked up by Starzl now to the right baseline. Drives past him, lays it up and in. So Huffman gets the layup, and we've got a timeout. 1:32 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 65 and Central Oklahoma 51. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaccaro Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
65-51, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma. As the Bearcats get ready to inbound, facing full court pressure. Tyler Funk will inbound. He'll have to get the inbound around Jim Carter. And inbound comes to Haley. Haley on the right sideline, gets a pass at midcourt, finds Williams in front of the timeline. Now to Haley as he'll take him to the front court. 1:25 left, and a foul in front of us as reaching around Seth Hecker to commit his third foul and sending Haley to the free throw line. While he steps up to the line, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Haley's first free throw, nothing but net. 18 points for D'Angelo, and he's a perfect 5 of 5 at the free throw line today. Also has hit 3 3-pointers. 61-56 Northwest. Second free throw, good. So Haley hits both. And on the inbound, it comes to Cormier for Central Oklahoma into the front court with 1:20 left. Cormier to the right side. Left side with the pass for Gibbs. Gibbs to the free throw line down the lane. And a whistle coming up here. And a block on Northwest as Gibbs went driving down the lane. Haley trying to slide over, pick up the foul. Grimacing just a little bit as he gets up. This will send Gibbs to the line.
Number 2, Josh Gibbs.
Gibbs, 3 of 6 from the free throw line today. 16 points. Northwest in front. So you have a 16-point lead. 1:14 left. Two free throws coming for Josh Gibbs, the 6'5 junior from Kansas City. And the first one's good. Huffman into the game. Carter to the sideline for the Broncos. Another free throw is good by Gibbs. He's got 18 points. Came into this game averaging nearly 16 a game. Full court pressure. And Northwest trying to break it up. Or rather, Wallace into the front court with a pass. Gets it to Haley. Haley, you're going to foul as Heckert reaches around. Commits the fourth foul. Stopping the clock with 1:08 left. And Northwest in front, 67-53.
I think the Cats have shown that they're going to hit the free throws to gain the lead. The fouling is just not working for Central Missouri right now.
Northwest has a team 20 of 24 this afternoon. Free throw by Haley, good. And Haley right now with 21 points. Another free throw on the way. With 1:08 left, and he knocks that one down. 69-53, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cormier with the pass on the right side. Gibbs, Gibbs to the baseline, drives, and has the easy layup. 21 points for Gibbs, 69-55, Northwest. Pressure off the inbound. Haley in a double team, the ball knocked loose. And foul coming up on Central Oklahoma. They're just saying the ball was knocked out of bounds by Andrews. So Northwest will inbound right in front of the Bronco bench. Still in the backcourt. Funk with the inbound, gets it to Haley. Haley, double team, and is fouled this time, stopping the clock with 53.6 seconds left, and this to go on Cal Andrews, number 4. 53.6 seconds left in the game, and Northwest looking to have a doubleheader sweep of Central Oklahoma this afternoon.
I don't think Central Oklahoma realize how far the team has to drive to get home. Keep fouling here late.
And Haley again hits a free throw. Haley's automatic from there today. Haley, 9 of 9. Second free throw. Good. He's got 24 points. 71-55 Northwest. 50 seconds left in the game. Cormier has the ball stripped loose. Picks it back up. Scoots the pass left corner. Andrews a three. A high bounce off the rim. Haley fighting for the board with Huffman. Ball in the lane. And still loose. Rolls out front for Cormier on the left side. He'll take a three. It rims around and out. Rebound. Comes down to Gibbs. And Gibbs in the baseline lobs it out top of the key. And a long three right side by Andrews. Misses. And the board again for Gibbs behind the back with a pass. No look pass. And it goes to Huffman, who lays it up and in.
Here you go.
Timeout by Central Oklahoma coach Terry Evans just to make a substitution here with 26.4 seconds left. And this will get Jacob Strassel into the game. He saw some time in the first half. Takes the place of Josh Gibbs. Puck on the baseline with the inbound. Finds Williams and now to Wallace, who's wide open in the front court for Northwest. They'll try to run the clock with 20 seconds left. And Northwest up 71-57. And it looks like Central Oak will back off now and allow that clock to wind down. Bryson Williams will just dribble off the clock here with 10 seconds left. Now lobs a pass over to Tyler Funk. So it'll be a good trip to Edmond, Oklahoma for both the Northwest men and women as they'll come away with victories this afternoon. Buzzer will sound, and that'll be it. Northwest Missouri State in the men's game defeats Central Oklahoma 71-57. Again, earlier today, the Northwest women winners over Central Oklahoma 65-55. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Edmond, Oklahoma. Northwest Missouri State sweeps Central Oklahoma this afternoon. A couple good road wins for the Bearcat teams. The men here with a 71-57 win. And Matt, strong second half, really. There's maybe a couple 3 minutes where Northwest had a little bit of trouble with some of the defensive pressure out of Central Oklahoma, but they were able to withstand that, hit some big free throws down the stretch, and hold on for the win.
Yeah, the very early part of the second half, and then when Central Oklahoma decided to step up their defensive pressure, try to get traps out near midcourt with, you know, about 5 or 6 minutes left to go in the game. Like we said, at that point, if they had been doing that the entire game, maybe it would be a different ball game, because they were playing hard, but they didn't do that the entire game. And you have to do that. We saw Northwest play harder in this game than Central Oklahoma did, and that's why the Cats get a double-digit win.
Central Oklahoma had a brief 2-point lead early in the ball game, and from that point on, Northwest led the rest of the way, building as much as a 16-point lead in the second half.
Yeah, and it's good. It's so much easier when you can lead. On the road, you know, getting wins is great, but to fight through an entire ball game, if you've got the lead, it just makes it so much more relaxing, and especially when you got two more road trips still ahead of you. You just want to get as relaxing a win as you can get and then worry about SBU on Tuesday.
We saw both coaches go to their bench early in the game, and I think in the first half, pretty much almost everyone on Central Oklahoma's roster saw some time, maybe except for one player. And you look at the bench totals, Northwest, with 23 points off the bench compared to 7 for Central Oklahoma today.
Yeah, and that's another thing with the stretches on the road. You got to have some production off of your bench because, you know, travel does wear on the team a little bit, but if you've got everybody in there playing, it's going to make it better for the second half of the MIAA season because everybody's going to have more legs and more energy.
So a little bit of a different look out of the Bearcats in the starting lineup today as they had Williams, Funk, Haley, Schlake, and Starzl to start this ball game, and a little bit of a different substitution pattern in the first half, but a lot of players got the normal minutes though in the game, and just a little bit of a different way to bring them in and out of the ball game.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it coming off of the two losses. You wanted to make some tweaks, didn't want to make major changes, and by changing up the starting lineup, that's a tweak because, like you talked about, a lot of the minutes were still very similar or the same. So, you know, if the minutes would have changed drastically, then it's a major change. But just changing up the starting lineup is a little bit of a tweak because we still knew we were going to see a lot of guys.
Northwest with the win, 71-57, the Bearcats with the win. And we will be back, have the extra effort award for you, more on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about attending the NCAA annual convention in Texas.
I'm down here in Grapevine, Texas, and the NCAA annual convention, they got about 3,200 delegates here, and there's a special part of the convention this year, Division II President's Summit, that's been kind of a highlight. It's Thursday, Friday, and really focused on academic requirements and progress to degree for students, getting students through the pipeline, making sure they graduate, making sure they're successful, talking a lot about some athlete health issues, and I've been to sessions on athletic finance, crisis management, and, you know, bottom line is that it makes me understand the issues out there, really across Division I, Division II, Division III. But beyond that, some of the things that we're doing at Northwest Missouri State obviously are embedded in the principles of Division II. Division II focuses, John, on life and the balance and making sure that there is a balance for our student athletes. And you and I have talked before about the academic success rate of our athletes, and our success rate is above the national average, and we're continuing to monitor that, but feel pretty good about that. It's always good to also talk to a lot of fellow colleagues, whether they be presidents or athletic directors, compliance directors, or even faculty athletic representatives. And of course, there's a little jostling involved, you know, a little competition there, and the people that you see on the field and you compete with, but ultimately, we're all focused on one thing, and that is the student-athlete and the success thereof.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Edmond, Oklahoma, time for the Extra Effort Award after a 71-57 win for Northwest over Central Oklahoma. And Matt, D'Angelo Haley getting a start this afternoon, and picks up the Extra Effort Award.
Yeah, 23 points for Haley, 10 of 10 at the free throw line. And he was the one that was getting to the line the bulk of the time late in the game when Central was trying to foul, and he just kept knocking free throws down to keep Northwest out to that right around a 14-point lead. But Haley with a big day with 23 points and 4 rebounds.
Northwest only missing 4 free throws all afternoon, going 24 of 28 at the free throw line. And Northwest with the win, 71-57. We'll be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
And welcome back to Edmond, Oklahoma. Northwest Missouri State with the win as they defeat Central Oklahoma 71-57 to improve to 12-4 and 5-2 in the conference. Central Oklahoma falls to 6-10 and 4-4 in conference play. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, a little bit of a different look out of your starting lineup today. And most of the players, I think, got similar type of minutes, but a little bit of a different look to open things up with.
Yeah, we went a little bigger. We put Tyler at the three and for defensive purposes and then just ball movement. And he's really practiced well, too. You know, a lot of that was just who had practiced great that those couple days. And then who was going to bring really positive energy to start the basketball game. And I felt like that group really did that.
Opened up an early lead after Central Oklahoma had a brief two-point lead. He led the rest of the way and able to build things up there in the second half after leading by 11 at halftime up by as many as 16 in the second half, but played with the lead the entire game.
Yeah, you know, I thought we guarded, which was great. You know, I think we defended finally, and you know, we even sent our bigs out and pressured the basketball a little bit, which we hadn't done recently, and that helped. We rebounded great, 37-25 on the boards. We got back to that. Still not taking care of the ball great, which, you know, that attributed a lot to the zone and some forced passes, but we're going to continue to address that.
When you look at the turnovers, though, in this one, again, 19 turnovers, obviously more than you would like, but Central Oklahoma really didn't do much with the turnovers when they had those opportunities.
Well, we didn't hang our heads. We sprinted back defensively and got the stops still, and that was huge. You know, I thought they converted more on their offensive rebounds. I'm sure they had quite a few second chance points, which is usually something we don't give up. But a lot of that was late. You know, a lot of that was late. So, you know, our kids played tough, and again, it's only one game. I thought we played with a lot less fear. You know, I think we had a lot of fear that we were playing with, fear of failure. What if we lose this game? What if this happens? What if this happens? And I thought we let go of that a little bit. Now, can we keep doing that?
Yeah, a good play off the bench today, too. 23 points off the bench. I thought that really was a big key to you as well.
You know, I thought all five that came off the bench, Alex, Lyle, Connor, Matt, Grant, all of them played great off the bench. All of them played great. You know, I thought, you know, Connor in particular, I thought he played excellent. He didn't get in the second half, but, you know, I thought he played excellent that first half. Just, you know, he just played with a lot less fear. He went out and played a little bit, and that's what we really need him to do because he's going to be a special player.
And we're seeing another player getting a few minutes here. Lyle Harris got some time at the end of the game against Lincoln and got some early minutes here today.
Yeah, you know, it allows us to give Matt a little bit more rest. It gives us another driver out there. And, you know, for our shooters, for Alex, D'Angelo, Connor, you know, those guys need drivers to be able to set them up to get the shot off, and that's just what that gives us. And, you know, again, I don't think we found the answer. You know, I don't think we found the answer at all, other than if you play hard, you win basketball games. But as far as personnel goes, yeah, everybody's just got to step up and be a player. And that was a big strength of ours last year, how unselfish our kids were. You know, I mean, some of those guys should have been, other teams would have played 25, 30 minutes, and they were settling for 5 to 10. And they embraced it, and they came to practice and competed and fought for more. And, you know, I think we need to see more of that out of this team.
I thought another key to in today's ball game, knocking down free throws. You were put to the line quite a few times there late in the ball game, 24-28 overall. And D'Angelo Haley really got to the line late in the ball game and just hit free throw after free throw for you.
Yeah. Boy, he did, didn't he? He's got his routine down. Yeah, he's improving, and he took inside out shots today. You know, usually you see in a stat line with him, it's 14 shots, 14 points. Today it's 14 shots, 23 points, and that's important that your points are greater than the amount of shots that you take. And I thought he played an excellent game as far as just kept it simple, shot only inside out shots, and, you know, did what he needed to do.
And he got 1-3 there with an inbound with 1 second left on the shot clock, still able to get off a three.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, I think somebody else hit one throughout the game, too, which was good. And, again, you know, we just got to go back to practice. We got to compete and understand this is only one victory. And we've got we got two tough games. So we haven't won here yet. Well, because I haven't played here. And haven't won at SBU and haven't won at Central the next two road games. So we got a fun little road trip ahead of us, and we're excited for it.
Short turnaround time to head down to Bolivar on Tuesday to face Southwest Pampas.
Yeah, we've got to go down there, I think, Tuesday morning and head down. And they're probably going to play a zone, I assume. I don't know that there's any team in my AA that's not going to play a zone from now on. So we just go against it and embrace it.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest Missouri State with the win at 71-57 over Central Oklahoma. And we'll be back and wrap things up from Edmond right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
One thing that always makes a long trip a little bit nicer is a couple wins, and we were able to get that this afternoon. The Northwest women with the win over Central Oklahoma, 65-55. The men, 71-57. And, Matt, really a lot to build on for both of these teams.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, road wins are big in the MIAA, and you don't see doubleheader sweeps very often on the road. So good to see one here, and hopefully we can line that up with another one on Tuesday in Bolivar.
And Northwest and Southwest Baptist on Tuesday. The women will tip off at 5:30, the men at 7:30, while the play-by-play of both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women there. Again, here this afternoon at the Northwest women with the win 65-55. They were paced by Maggie Martin, who had 18 points and 10 rebounds for a double-double, another double-double for Annie Matthews, 10 points and 10 rebounds. Those two had a double-double back earlier this year against Southwest Minnesota State. That was the second straight double-double for Matthews after getting one against Lincoln as well. Northwest women improved to 10-5, 4-3 in the conference. Central Oklahoma falls to 8-8 and 1-7. For the Northwest men, paced again by D'Angelo Haley with 23 points, then 14 points for Dylan Starzl. Starzl also with seven rebounds for Kyle Slake in the game, and Grant Kozad also pulled down 10 boards to go along with 7 points. The Bearcat men now 12-4, 5-2 in the conference. Central Oklahoma 6-10 and 4-4. And again, back on the road Tuesday, it's a matchup with Southwest Baptist. Again, airtime 5:10 with our pregame for the women from Bolivar. Well, thanks to Matt Gorder, also studio engineer Brandon Travis. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.